The Federal Reserve certainly has had a busy few days, and it's not done yet. Fed officials meet again today to decide what to do with a key interest rate, and an announcement is expected this afternoon. To help us understand what the Fed is up to, we turn to David Wessel. He's economics editor of the Wall Street Journal. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
What is the Fed expected to do today?
Well, there's all sorts of betting going on. Basically, the Fed is expected to cut interest rates. The question is whether they'll cut them a half percentage point, three-quarters percentage point, or, as some of the markets are saying, a full percentage point. And how the market responds to that may be even more important than the Fed's decision itself. But as we've seen in the last couple of days, the Fed knows that simply cutting interest rates isn't enough to cure what ails the economy and the financial system right now. It is, as Larry Summers, the former Treasury Secretary, put it last week, a little bit like prescribing an antibiotic for a virus.
Well, you know, although one thing, cutting interest rate usually is the Fed's primary medicine, isn't it? I mean, what's the difference now?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, basically, when the Fed cuts interest rates, it makes it easier for people to borrow, and that should help the economy propel along. The problem here is that if banks or investment firms or others with money don't want to lend, cutting interest rates doesn't make it any easier. And if people don't trust each other, then just the lower interest rate won't make the difference. So the Fed has been doing all this other stuff, including, as you reported earlier, bailing out Bear Stearns and now extending its safety net to all the Wall Street firms. And, you know, at the Bear Stearns case, they even said that to J.P. Morgan, if you take over this company at a bargain basement price, we'll hold on to $30 billion worth of their assets just in case they're not worth what Bear Stearns says.
Where does the Fed get this money that it's offering?
Well, one of the marvelous things about being a central bank is you can actually print money. You can create money from nothing, and that's what the Fed is doing now. They make money by, they have a big portfolio of Treasury securities, and they buy and sell them, and they make a big profit on that, turning over whatever's left over at the end of the year to the Treasury. Last year, they turned over about $34 billion to the Treasury. But in this case, what's going to happen is if they lose money on this Bear Stearns stuff that they've taken onto their balance sheet, they will give less money to the Treasury, and that means effectively that if there are losses here, the taxpayers will indirectly bear them, and that's giving people a lot of pause.
Now, David, we just heard that there are calls for the federal government to buy up mortgages. I don't know if that's in the mix that you would think of, but what more can the government do here? What are the different options that are realistic?
Well, that is one option. The President and the Congress could agree to create some fund. Senator Dodd and Congressman Frank, who lead the relevant committees in Congress, are talking about using the Federal Housing Administration or some other entity to buy up mortgages at a discount from the system in order to get this to keep the system going. That's one option. Using Fannie and Freddie, the big government-sponsored enterprises, is also on the table. If they had more capital, they might be able to be more active in this market. And after all, they were created in the Depression era to prevent things like this. And finally, there's even some talk that if the banks and Fannie and Freddie cannot raise capital on their own, which everybody agrees is part of the solution, capital from private investors or from foreign sovereign wealth funds or something else, that the ultimate end to this thing may be what actually happened in Japan when they went through a banking crisis, is that the government has to buy shares in the banks in order to give them the capital so they'll keep lending. It's a fairly radical step, and I don't think we're ready, but I do think that things are so bad that things like that are now on the table.
Well, you know, I just want to go back to something you just said and very briefly. You quoted Larry Summers as saying it's like prescribing an antibiotic for a virus. Well, of course, an antibiotic works on bacterial infections, not viruses. Is
right.
That what he meant?
Yes. What Larry meant is at times like this, just cutting interest rates isn't enough. The government, whether the Fed or the Congress, has to do something other than cutting interest rates to prevent us from tumbling into a really nasty financial crisis and recession. That's why he's talking about spending more money, taxpayer money, to help state and local governments buy up foreclosed houses or maybe doing something in the mortgage market. The Fed cannot do this alone. The Fed has done an extraordinary amount, more than it's done at any time since the Great Depression.
David, thanks very much. David Wessel of the Wall Street Journal.